We're still looking for Michael Alexander Brown. I understand that there has been a plea from a local attorney who may be representing him and the family to turn himself in. We would underscore that. We want to see this this into a peaceful resolution. Mr. Brown is wanted on homicide charges out of Franklin County. There are federal papers also on him, and the search for him in reference to this morning's incident is continuing. I will take an opportunity now to just advise folks to remain vigilant in this immediate Grandin Road area and across the Roanoke Valley. Mr. Brown has not been located. We do believe that he is on foot. He may be seeking opportunities to find other modes of transportation out of the area. So folks need to understand this is not the day to leave your vehicle running on a convenience store lot, or to be offering strangers rides if you don't know them. And I would caution people that if they receive knocks on the door and they do not know the individual on the other side, take the appropriate action and make sure that you know who those people are who are coming to your homes. I do not believe that the general population is in any dire trouble at this time. But let's understand, we have an individual who is wanted both locally and federally for crimes against another person. We have reason to believe that he may be, continue to be, armed and dangerous. And if he is confronted or pushed into a position to where he feels like he has no other alternative, then he may use force. So folks need to understand that particular circumstance as this moves forward. It is a very dynamic situation because at this particular point in time, we do not know where Mr. Brown may be. So he could be out of the immediate city area and in an adjoining jurisdiction at this time. We just don't know. So we are calling for continued assistance by the citizenry, businesses, and other venues that may have access to videotape or high volumes of people coming and going through their establishments like convenience stores to remain vigilant in the search for Mr. Brown. Again, we want to see this resolved peacefully, and we would encourage him, if he is listening to this particular broadcast, that he make arrangements, reach out, and turn himself in. If he chooses, we will meet him somewhere. We have the capacity to honor those requests. So we appreciate your follow-up. We will continue to keep you posted as this moves forward. Our resources continue to be in the immediate area of Patrick Henry, Grandin Road, Tillett Road area. We will keep Roanoke PD resources available in the community until we feel that there's no other pending threat in our jurisdiction. Any questions, folks? We believe he is acting independently. We have been in contact with family members, and right now they are encouraging him to do the same thing, and that is to turn himself in. We continue to search for Mr. Brown, and those resources may be flying over us right now. State police are assisting us with an aerial spot and any backup from the air that we may need. We do have resources on the ground checking the immediate area. As you know, the terrain around Grandin Road and Patrick Henry is mixed. It has some wooded area, so we're checking out any particular spots of interest that we may know of there.
Chief, they've been introduced for murder suspects in the past, but they've not shut the city down.
Well, when you look at historically what Mr. Brown has had at his disposal and what we know, he has taken flight. He has been mobile. We have information that he has military training. He has weapons perhaps at his disposal. And so with all those things combined and with his military training, he pushes the threshold a little bit higher of a concern. And obviously he has been deliberately trying to not be apprehended by law enforcement, which creates it a, higher public safety interest to not only the Roanoke Valley, but to the remainder state and adjoining states.
Who made the decision to not alert the public until 7 a.m. when you all were looking for him before 4 a.m.?
Well, those decisions are tactical based on what we know as the situation kind of evolves and it's fluid. Certainly at early morning hours, we try to make sure that while there's not a lot of pedestrian or business traffic, we try to set up as best we can and minimize the potential of conflict between the suspect and innocent bystanders. So we have to do a lot of intelligence, a lot of setup tactically, and we knew we had both a vehicle to secure and potential to watch a residence in the immediate area. Cannot confirm that. That's the first I have heard of that, although we have had numerous calls from our citizenry about possible tips and individuals matching the description. We have followed up on every one of those, and we will continue to do so. As of today, we have not had any additional confirmed sightings of him other than what we know of this morning, but we are receiving intelligence that he was in transit yesterday and was seen in several areas outside of the Roanoke Valley.
What historically would you bring him here?
Family. Family in the area, and I think his assets at other parts of the East Coast, South Carolina, North Carolina, have evaporated since the incident last week. And so I think family is what brought him here. We hope family can appeal to him. There is family on Tillett Road.
His mother?
Mother and grandmother, I believe.
So they don't live in Franklin County?
Not sure about the residence of the mother specifically. I believe the grandmother is a resident of the city of Roanoke.
The initial report that came in was someone called a suspicious person trying to knock on a house's window. Was it their house?
It was the grandmother's home.
What can you tell us about the RV? Where did he get it? And how did you all find it?
I'm not sure where the RV originated from, other than I believe that was family property also. But the RV has been secured. Search of the RV is being conducted right now. It took some time because we were concerned about some LP tanks inside. We made sure that they were safe, and that has been done. LP tanks are kind of standard equipment on RVs, so we wanted to make sure that the responders there were not in harm's way as they checked the RV.
And did police find that in their own search, or was someone calling about
that? That was, I understand, was found by an officer who responded to the initial call this morning.
Can you talk about the damage inside of the RV?
The RV, I'm not sure if it was damaged prior to our search, but it was made secure. And in making it secure, there is some damage inflicted on the vehicle. That's not uncommon in a tactical situation where we have information that individuals may be armed.
Can you verify the window knocking? Knocking on the grandmother's window, but any neighbors saw him calling?
That's my understanding that a neighbor did see someone leaving the immediate area.
Were there any weapons or other hazards found in the RV?
Do not have an inventory of that yet. I think we can presume with some certainty that there are weapons in there. We will know more once the search has been conducted. There were weapons involved, as I understand, taken from one of the victim's homes.
To be clear, he took a black Lincoln Town Car to South Carolina and returned in the RV?
Not certain about the particulars on how his mode of travel originated. The black Lincoln Town Car was a possible vehicle originally. I think it was utilized for a short period of time, and he transitioned to the RV at some point.
Do you know what his connection was with South Carolina, or why he would have gone to that area?
Well, we can speculate that he has associates, military friends, perhaps in that immediate area from his time in the Marine Corps. However, all of those individuals have been vetted, and so we are confident at this particular point in time that he is operating individually.
We got time for a couple more questions, guys. Do you know how the RV was first
That's our understanding. I think that was his main mode of travel. At what point in time he optioned out of the town car to the RV, I'm not certain, but the RV did end up in our jurisdiction.
Do you know how it was first reported, though, or how it came to authority's attention?
I do not.
Chief, you mentioned both state and federal wants. Could you enumerate those?
Well, I think I'll defer that to the U.S. Marshal.
Yes, sir. Matt Davis, Acting Chief Deputy U.S. Marshal with the U.S. Marshal Service, Western District of Virginia, representing U.S. Marshal Brad Sellers. Yesterday, in coordination with Federal Bureau of Investigation and the other law enforcement agencies with whom we're working in tandem, we collectively swore out a unlawful flight to avoid prosecution warrant for Mr. Brown to further our investigation as a cooperative team. Always under the direct leadership of the Sheriff of Franklin County. He is the originating agency, and it is his case. Thank you, Chief.
One more question.
What's the motive of the shooting?
I have no idea what the motive of the shooting is at this time. I think it would be not appropriate to even speculate on that for investigative purposes. But let me say that this has been a very dynamic response by even more agencies than you see represented here behind me. We want to ensure that the citizenry are safe, not only in the city of Roanoke, the Roanoke Valley, but in the adjoining jurisdictions. And we will continue to search for Mr. Brown until he makes one of two decisions, turn himself in or we can apprehend him.
Do we know anything about the history of calls that are in Franklin County?
Do not. So we will keep you updated, and we will let you know either by social media, email, or we will call another press conference if needed. So, thank you.
Thank you.